Don't look under the internet.
Oh yeah. Oh, we are?
We can't.
We can't.
We can't.
We can't.
We can't.
Shut up!
Is it really an episode of Deludia unless you hear that?
What's happening? I feel like I'm having a stroke.
Do you remember that one time we just started fucking, like, talking about...
Just started fucking?
Just started fucking in the middle of an episode. No, we just started talking about 10 Cloverfield Lane.
And asking,
and asking why the fuck. Like,
where the fuck do you get off?
Yeah, right, exactly. Here. Mike's like, what is happening?
And then you did.
We used to pre-plan ways to fuck with Mike. Like a lot more than we do now.
Let's pick that back up.
That's when we were happier and we liked
honestly,
each other.
Yeah. When we liked each other. When we didn't hate.
Before this was a job.
This is a job. You guys are getting paid.
Hello, everyone. This now consumes my life.
you guys are getting paid.
I'd love if that were the case.
Yes. Yeah,
hello, everybody. Welcome to Don't Look Under the Internet.
Good intentions.
A show with four corporate stooges and some good intentions. Yes, that
hey.
Is Matt. With a
oh my God.
Good demeanor. That's not actually Matt. That's Matt.
Oh, there it is.
That's Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That is me.
That's Jason.
Couldn't hear Doug because he was filling his throat okay. with my cock.
And I...
For those of you...
And I'm Mike.
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
Another type of fella.
It's not enough to fill the whole mouth, so it was more like a...
Yeah. It was like it's like when you put a blade of grass between your thumbs and blow.
Like
more like a whistle.
It's like just popping up as this.
I'm gonna go
really
ahead. I'm gonna go ahead and just start us off with a good old fashioned.
Ooh.
Diluti, clap. Housekeeping.
Raccoon
head.
Up your butt.
So.
Raccoon kick. Name's Raccoon, and it rhymes with doom.
Raccoon thanks you.
For real,
boys, we don't have any new patrons. For real, no cap.
FRFR?
No new patrons. And here's the other thing. No new members on the website either.
Our cash-only patron...
Okay, well...
Our cash-only patron managed to make, it,
it's
make
probably,
their payment.
It's probably because we removed the stuff out of here and everybody was like, fuck it, I'm out.
Yeah, that's speaking of, let me just give a recap real quick on what we've done. So we're in the middle of revamping our Patreon.
We've been in the middle of
revamping
Patreon.
We have, but we're doing bigger and better things.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's true. We have learned that bullying people in the Discord will get them to sub to the Patreon as well. However... what I'm here to tell you today is that we're revamping it. We haven't fully figured out what we're going to do yet, but we've simplified it for now. So if you were a $7 to Patreon, all four of you, we implore you to either move to the $5 tier or the $10 tier, your choice.
Yep.
Yes.
We're gonna story short, everything's the same except the $5 tier. Now also gets all bonuses that we do.
Anything bonus-wise.
Anything that is a bonus. The $10 tier has stayed the same. You get all the bonuses. The big pick-me-up for the $10 tier is that you get this live recording.
And
so many
game
of you
night.
Have come
and
out.
Monthly game
you
night.
Want
yeah.
a
and
bonus,
a monthly game
give
night.
Us $5.
Top-tier quality.
Yeah. Which game night will be next week, the 15th.
Great. Good discussion
okay.
about
yeah.
that.
So, but
right.
So yeah, and even you $10 Patreons, if you want to move to the $5 tier because you don't ever join the live episodes, that's
don't
fine.
Convince
no,
people
it's
to give
not.
Us
don't
less
do
money.
It. I need your money.
No, that's fine. We're not here for the money.
No, I am. Give me your money.
You can't hear me winking, but it's heavily winking.
Your eyelids are pretty wet today.
But if you do go to the $5 tier, you'll miss all the cool, fun stuff we have planned for the $10 tier that we don't know what is yet.
Here's,
there you go.
So Doug just did a very good job of making us look like we are competent people. Yeah. Here, so SCP was one of the big things for like the paid content on Patreon. I do want to say that that is not going away completely, but I do want to make it very clear that that is editing those is like another full-time job for me. Especially with this last round, there's a lot of moving parts for it, and I'm realizing that I think I bit off way too much that I can chew, so instead of just under-delivering every fucking month over and over again, we're going to actually give you guys some stuff you can enjoy. We're going to give you guys some stuff that does not make us feel like we are dying on the inside before like yeah, every week.
Pretty much you'll get bonus episodes that are a little bit more closely tied into the episode of the week. You'll hear us talk about what we would do if we were in that, certain world or whatever it may be, just kind of stuff like that. But you will get a, maybe a fucking hour and a half episode of us talking about movies like we like to do.
Yep.
Maybe we'll
talk about a cryptid.
No. God.
No. Okay. Probably not.
Okay. Fair enough.
Probably won't do that.
Right.
No, unless like 100 of you comment or share your interest in our email or something like that, that you want us to talk about cryptids again, we won't be doing that.
So, yeah.
And then, other bit of housekeeping.
The biggest housekeeping. But we'll reiterate.
The biggest house that we've kept.
But I just want to reiterate. I'm going to be TLDR.
Diluti-thon.
We're going to be doing a fuckload of fun. Diluti-thon.
We're
going to be doing a bunch of shit, so make sure that you're in on that.
Do we have a start time for that?
March 23rd.
8 a.m.
Okay.
Yep.
To March 24th at 8 a.m.
March 23rd,
Diluti-thon.
Maybe.
It's all, yeah.
Maybe
Moot's
closer to.
Moot's screaming it all in the intro, so it's all good.
Yeah, and potentially.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we have it in our intro. You'll see it plastered all over our socials like every day, so I don't fucking care. You knew about it.
Yeah.
So be there or be square.
Diluti's turning in this new leaf where we actually
we'll see how long it lasts.
Of things that we're doing before we do them. We will see how long that lasts. So far so good. We've been good.
We're doing okay.
Yeah, we're not a bunch of monsters.
What? There's one thing you can count on. It's the fact that Bird Scooters will never be getting any better on this show.
No, that is a guaranteed fact.
What are we talking about, Mike?
So, speaking of monsters, we get a Bird Scooter into that. We are talking about a little known tidbit on the Twitter, but mostly on the YouTube.
Mostly
called
the YouTube.
Like Daisy 99%. Brown.
Brownington of the days.
Fact.
You could also say it that way.
Daisy's Brown.
That's not the
porn version, my friend.
Man.
Her Daisy. What's
a
euphemism for butthole? Brown spider. Daisy's
really
Brown.
I really appreciated that
spider.
Somebody renamed the outline yesterday to Daisy Broutline.
Bird Scooter. This episode is brought to you by the Big Red Button Podcast.
Do you know what you'd do in a nuclear apocalypse?
Because we sure as quack don't.
See how our choices get us into trouble and back out again in this actual play podcast.
Big Red Button is for lovers of the Fallout franchise, choose your own adventures, and tabletop role-playing games rolled into one big audio drama.
Our band of stragglers is unraveling a mystery in the wasteland, and we're at the mercy of the roll of the dice.
So grab your Geiger counters, take your rat away, and subscribe to our new show, The Big Red Button.
Yeah, that was
I saw it while I was shitting, and I was like, this has to be
Brown.
Changed. Right. It's full circle.
Brown and William Brown.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, we're talking about Daisy Brown. So it's a good one. It's a one.
The town Brown.
It's a one. Let's get into this one that we're gonna talk about. Today.
Like by Metallica?
No, we don't talk about that here. Don't even start. They're notorious for copyright striking people.
Yep. Don't even say their name. Shit, I already did say their name.
There is a spoof on Instagram that I found of Metallica, and it's like, what if they were gay? And it's just like, I am really gay. I am so damn gay.
Jesus.
Like, hell yeah, this is great. My mouth is for penis suction.
One of the things that I need you to do.
It's the funniest fucking thing.
I'm going to need you to go ahead and get in contact with Bear Force One.
Okay.
And then I'm going to need you to get permission for us to play their song, Bear Force One.
Bear. headphones
on the show, and then you're just going to break down every thought that you have about that song.
I love Bear
what
Force
What is that?
One.
They're yeah, fucking fantastic.
Anyway,
to do with
we're
anything.
Off topic. So where do we start if
monsters.
Not the beginning? Am I right?
Monsters.
Monsters. Who's starting this
Yeah, I think Jason's.
I think that's me.
At least I hope so.
It's Jabin.
Yes. yes, I will be starting us off, Matt. Don't worry, there's a buffer. So this story is a strange one. And the reason I say it's strange is the way it starts and the way it's found, it depends on what year you're in, I guess. So if you found this in 2018, beginning of the year, January, February, March, all the way up until July, you probably would have found the YouTube. Now, the Twitter is something that was formed in July of 2018. A lot of the tweets that you're going to see on the Twitter do correspond with different videos that you're going to watch as you go through the whole series. It's the timeline is kind of fucked up, and Daisy's the main character in this series, and she kind of goes over why it's fucked up, this, that, and the other. Long story short, she never really grew up with electronics, so she's not used to a delete key. That's the short way of putting it. So you're going to see a lot of typos in these tweets. You're going to see a lot of it doesn't look normal by any means or by any stretch of the imagination. And that's just the words. The thing that's
are you saying she learned to type on something else
on Twitter is the banner. She learned to type on something else. I'm going to go ahead and let someone else divulge that, because I'm pretty sure that information comes out in one of the videos.
Yeah, okay.
There we go.
Yeah.
She learned to type on a Mario?
Yes, exactly. now I'm just thinking about how you would do that.
Just
I can't do that.
Bing, whoa! Ding, ding, ding,
ding, I was just thinking about trying to spell words with that thing at the beginning of Super Mario 64, where you're like stretching his nose and like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, where you stretch him. Sure. Mario letters. So the Twitter is going to have a lot of ancillary information. You're going to be referencing the Twitter a lot when it comes to things that you hear in the videos and you want some clarification for. It's going to elucidate some different topics, some side characters. It's going to give you some explanations about like who is involved in this whole story. It's all very, very ancillary. There is some important stuff there, so definitely pay attention. But you guys cannot just blow by a soundbite to fucking save your lives.
Please continue.
God damn.
It was so subtle, though.
It really was. Well, now I have to leave it in, for sure.
I was just testing to make sure my mic was recording in Audacity.
You know who you're talking to, my guy. Like, you know. Your children. We cannot.
I had it under control until I saw Mike and Duck. Oh, fuck.
Everybody's broken.
I wasn't even, like, listening to Jason. I was literally, like, reading through some tweets from the Daisy Brown Twitter, and I just hear... And just, I fucking, my brain is so fucking, I'm a 12-year-old, I immediately had to laugh.
Fuck it, this is probably the only time. God. So can I have that wild turkey over there, please? Oh my God.
I'm doing a great start.
Matt, I do.
Please do.
I do want to bring to your attention a video by the name of Chocolate Rain by Tay Zonday.
He moves away from the mouth.
He leans away
from the mic to breathe.
Yes, exactly. Like that's. Okay. I mean, I
but
like
I was intentionally making sure my mic is picking things
he
up.
He does keep his. You know what? Then don't listen to me. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Chocolate rained all over the mic. Jeremy.
Yeah, go ahead. We're very clearly paused. Holy shit. Okay. Wow, the tweets. Lobert, Bobert. So the Twitter, you're going to want to look at the Twitter as you're watching through these videos. However, a lot of people did find this whole story just by finding the Twitter. And the thing that's weird about it, yes, there's spelling, but the banner picture is literally just, it's, there's no face, but it's this woman holding like a fucked up potato baby thing. Like it's like this gray, I don't know what it is. And that thing is the subject of this whole fucking series called Daisy Brown. We find out this thing's name is Alan. We find out very quickly based on the first fucking video that we get from Daisy Brown. But I have no information on the first couple of videos.
Yeah, sure.
Matt, what do you have for us?
Pretend you didn't know this Twitter existed. And
what?
What?
Hang on. There's a...
What?
Matt, I can explain.
Mike just pulled up. Mike is image Google searching cum socks.
No, it's.
Yes, you are.
Do you remember the picture? It's like a living cum sock. That's so amazing. That's what Alan looks like. I see if I can find the fucking picture.
You don't have to look
things,
at all the
it
other
looks,
cum
that's
socks.
That's what Alan looks like.
Oh.
The cum sock.
The cum
kids.
Sock
kids. That's what we're doing. Look at the cum sock kids.
Yeah. That's fair.
You don't want them.
You don't want them.
We might have to now. Yeah, that honestly, I'm mad that was worth it. But yeah, Alan looks just like the cum sock kids.
Okay.
Just a little grayer.
Right. No, I got to Google it. Cum sock kids.
Please. Yeah, please get yourself in reference so we're all on the same page here.
That's not inaccurate. No. That's awful, but it's not inaccurate. Yeah,
that's the first thing I thought
it's
of.
It's Alan's parents. It's Alan's family.
It's his role.
Okay, so pretend you haven't seen a cum sock kid before, and pretend you haven't seen this Twitter before. What you're going to be greeted with is a video called How I Feed Alan. And this is the first video that's on the Daisy Brown YouTube channel. And it is a video of basically what Jason has described. It's a woman sitting on the floor, and she's got a lumpy potato, like gray-colored thing in her lap, and it is
goblin.
Yeah,
it's
like a quadriplegic goblin.
I sat with myself I'm just gonna say it. I sat with myself while I was making these notes and really tried to come up with a way to describe Alan that didn't include talking about fetal alcohol syndrome. And but that's it's yeah. he's got like these ginormous eyeballs, and he's got teeth that are very big, but it's not like a complete set of teeth. And he's got like these boils that are growing out of him. He's disgusting looking. He's repulsive, but yeah, she does mention
that.
So anyway, it's this baby thing called Alan laying on her lap. And she goes over a couple things about him. He's blind, and she feeds him. And in the video, she actually shows you what she feeds him. But we've learned that Alan doesn't digest anything other than just sugar. So she gives him, like, these sugar tablets.
What a life.
And she has to, like force them down his throat. They're, like, these little yellow balls. And she, like, proceeds to feed them to him, and she's like digging her hands in his mouth, and he's making these noises that are also really unsettling. And
it's all super like,
oh, that's cool.
It's like if your whole mouth was just a wet vocal cord.
It's
all
squishy.
It is.
It's basically probably what I would imagine a cum sock kid sounds like. It's gross. But really, that's pretty much the entirety of the video. The description reads, "Hi, everybody. This is Daisy Brown. This is my first video on YouTube. I'm showing you guys how I feed Alan the monster that lives in my house. He was under the weather when we filmed this, and that's why he wasn't very loud. His mouth was very dry. I hope you all enjoyed. Let me know what you want to know or see from me or us. I also have a Twitter. Thank you. Have a great day. Please be nice in the comments. I don't want to hear anything mean about Alan. Like I said, he's been sick for a while. I hope you all learned some valuable information about monsters." So the second video doesn't include anything about Alan. This video is just called At the Zoo, and it is a video of an enclosure inside of a zoo, like an indoor enclosure. And most of the video is just these two lemurs cuddling. And at first, like, first watching this, there's really nothing else that you get from this. It's literally just this video. But if you turn the captions on, this starts a long string of like a subplot that develops in the captions in the videos. And so there's only three in this video, but those are the silence of loneliness, the silence of longing, the silence of desire and contemplation. And these are just kind of popping up. They don't accompany any like voice or anything. They're just in the captions. And so we could kind of find out more about Daisy as this goes on. And so if you come back to this video and think about it, you can kind of gather like that this is kind of a metaphor for how Daisy's feeling. So we move on to the third video, which is Alan's back this time. So Daisy wants to talk about Dad, Science, Alan, and the basement. So as far as the YouTube videos go, this is the first time that she brings up her dad. But the video starts with Alan laying on her lap like the first one. And I wrote down in my notes, he's got some weird teats because you can see like these weird, like little nipple boil things that are like on his chest. Yeah. And it's really, it's even worse. Yeah.
Like semi-clear.
They look like they're going to pop.
Semi-clear, yellow, opaque.
But apparently it didn't occur to Daisy that that monsters weren't common and that it would be a surprise to people to see Alan. And she also talks about somebody suggested to start feeding Alan sugar water to make sure that he's hydrated. But throughout the course of this video, we also learned that her dad invented Alan. And apparently her dad works with genetics and he has a lab, but she's never seen it and she's never been to it. And she doesn't know where it is. She claims that Alan started out smaller and gooier, and that she tried to find her dad's notes on Alan in the attic of the house, but she couldn't find them. Same. And the basement of the house has also been sealed off due to what her dad said was black mold since she was a kid. And she kind of like starts to try to talk more about her dad, but she just says that like people asked about her dad, and she says he's not here, and abruptly ends the video. Like, she just cuts the video off because she's obviously getting upset. There are more hidden captions in this video. Feelings welling up again, anxiety, all these thoughts and feelings all over again, blood pumping faster. So this is kind of the first...
You said, so just to reiterate, these are all these like little side pieces. These are all just...
Right,
like,
yeah. Like, nobody's talking when these are happening. Right? These are kind of like... just okay. Shoved in between lines of dialogue in most of the videos. Sometimes, and we'll find that more as we go on, like sometimes these are kind of like a narrative that's narrating what's going on and they're just like random thoughts. Sometimes they seem to be attributed to what Daisy's feeling or thinking. And sometimes it also seems like they can be connected to maybe what Alan is thinking or maybe what Daisy thinks Alan is thinking. That's unclear, but... we'll get more of that later on. The next, you.
Real quick, and correct me if I'm wrong, there is a part in that last video when she's talking about the black mold, and she brings up something particular that the black mold could cause.
Oh my God. She talked about the health effect.
I don't remember what she says. She says, like, it can hurt your lungs or something. I don't know.
So for all of our fans who listen to this because they actually like the content and not just us being idiots.
All two of you.
Maybe. That's generous.
She casually, and I'm gonna brush past this basically, but she casually mentions that being around black mold can cause Lynch's disease.
L-Y-N-K-S.
I didn't catch that in this video. I did in one of my later videos, but I'm...
It could have been a different video. I just remember she was talking about
it. It is definitely mentioned in a later video. Maybe it is in this one. I didn't write it down. But.
Well, if that's the case, maybe the editor will make this make sense.
One of us is wrong. Yeah. We'll find out which. So anyway, the second or the next video after this is My Garden. What should I use to fill the empty space? She explains in this video that she doesn't go outside during the day. And that she needs to whisper, which is like, does that mean she's going to get caught? I don't know. But Alan's with her outside, and he's just like fucking chilling in the chair. He's wrapped up in a blanket, and he's got his sugar water. And he's like, yeah, man, it's a whole vibe for sure.
Dog.
But she like starts talking about her cactuses, and she has a bamboo plant as well. And then she goes over like some more succulents that she's growing. And really, that's basically just what this video is. The only notable thing about this video, as far as I can tell, is this is the first time that there's like a kind of like a game with the viewers in the description. So she asks everybody in the description, she asks everybody to just comment and say what the name of their favorite plant is with no explanation, because she thinks it'll be funny to people who don't read the description. So the next video is a little bit longer, and it's called Makeup Swatches with Alan the Monster. And my first note under this one is, goddamn, Alan's fucking ugly. But we're back to the same format with Alan laying in Daisy's lap, and well, actually he's laying on a chair, but it's kind of the same framing. And she's like, hey, let's fucking put makeup on this monster. So she starts with some bright red lipstick. She explains that she found some of the makeup in the attic. Pay attention to that. And then she also mentions that she got some at the drugstore. But apparently this is like her first time ever playing with makeup, and most of this video really do just be her like trying out different shades of like different makeups that she's pulling out and like sticking them on Alan. And then eventually he falls asleep, and she does note that he falls asleep with his eyes open, but I thought he was dead for a little bit. I was very concerned. Yeah.
Dude, there are so many moments in this series where I'm like, Alan's fucking dead.
For
like,
sure.
He's just dead.
There's another description game to this one. This time you're supposed to say your favorite drink. And then this is also one that has some captions in it. So they're kind of divided into two parts. And this is what I was talking about, where some of the captions seem like they're attributed to Daisy, and some of them seem like they're attributed to Alan. So while Alan is kind of like moaning and making his noises, there's captions that's... There's,
I don't like.
Yeah, well, that's what he'd be doing.
Moaning.
He's groaning. we'll use groaning instead. But the captions do say groaning and moaning, more moaning, tired groans, angry groans. And then Daisy's captions are trying to impress, silent embarrassment, feelings of awkward glee and pride, embarrassment, trying to impress strangers, childish wonder. So, speaking of the attic, the next video childish is called wonder. Searching the Attic. So, this is basically Daisy wandering up into her attic, and she's got a candle with her, and she's like just looking around at all the shit that's up there. There's a bunch of clothes, there's some books, apparently there's some shelves that are just like completely packed with shit that's mostly papers. She finds a tub of hair at one point, which is really weird. She basically mentions that there's like a bunch of pretty normal things that are just boxed up with descriptions. Like there's wedding photos, some old family photos from before 1994, and then wrapping paper, which she notes is weird because she's never had a birthday party before. So
it's kind of sad. But I guess Jehovah's Witnesses
don't basically the whole time she's like
either,
weirding out because she's like, I didn't know all this shit was up here. Like, this is all normal stuff, but I've never seen it before. It's been up here this whole time, and I don't understand.
What? Sorry. What are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
Why are you drawing attention to it?
Because I'm curious. What are you doing?
Doesn't matter.
Did you spill or something?
What's happening right now?
Are you lying to me right now?
No.
Is it nice and warm now?
Don't worry about it.
Nice and toasty. Good.
It is.
Good guy. His what a bro.
Much,
good guy, Jason.
Much warmer than mine.
The description says, hi guys, this was not fun to film, but this is the attic. There's a lot more that isn't even shown here. Comment and let me know if you see anything that might look like my dad's notes. Thanks, guys. Bye. But the comments are turned off, so that's helpful. There are also some hidden captions to this video, and they all show up at the end when Daisy decides to stop looking around and go downstairs. They say anxiety, something primal, some ingrained fear of the unknown, heart beating faster, skin crawling. So we can kind of see like there's a pattern developing with these captions, and they're mostly like internal dialogue or what Daisy's feeling at the time. So we get another zoo video. This one is more animals cuddling. This time it's pteramins. They're like these weird little fucking monkey things with mustaches. They are cute.
I like them. They're cute.
And that's literally the entire video. There are captions I'll go over, but it's just footage of these Terramans. And the description says, "Hi, guys. Things have been stressful lately, and I haven't been very active on YouTube or Twitter because I'm trying to help Alan recover from his mouth jaw injury. He'll hopefully be well enough to be in the video next week. Here's a video I took of the zoo. I love you." So the captions are, "The Emperor Tamarins. Yeah. The new father struggles to hold his twins, struggles to hide them. Reaching out for help is pointless. No one will be able to understand, but I can't do this on my own. He screams into emptiness. I need to hide them," he says. "They're not ready. They don't know enough. I am a poor teacher. She doesn't know enough. The huge world will consume her. Cling to my back, child. Hush now. Don't worry. This is the whole world. This is it. Everything outside of this place is dangerous and cruel. The world outside of this place is loud pain. Cling to me. Cling to me, or face the loud, cruel, hungry world."
I don't think the monkey was thinking all that. I think the monkey was more or less thinking, "Where's a banana?"
Where am banana?
You're really selling this, but this monkey right now. It's like the this monkey is thinking that GIF of the gorilla, the video where it's mount wife, life good, wife fight back.
Yeah, it's not that complicated.
You throw wife, now sad.
Were you gonna say something, Jason? Cool.
Yeah, but I have no idea what it was. So
this is a video where Daisy apparently decided to go back up into the attic and grab a suitcase and open it up and pull shit out of it. So she goes over what she finds in the suitcase. What's in the suitcase is 100 Years of Solitude with a bookmark. It's a book called 100 Years of Solitude with a bookmark in page 65.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, she found
the idea of 100
You open it up, and you're just...
the concept of...
She's back now, though. 100 Years of Solitude. It's like a fucking hyperbolic time chamber.
I was about to say, she found the hyperbolic time chamber.
So she finds a hyperbolic time chamber. She finds some sweaters.
Just leave it there.
She finds a mood ring. There's a box with a keyhole in it, and she said she couldn't find the key, but she just fucking pried the shit open, and she was able to get inside of it. So inside, yeah.
So she did find the
brute
key.
Force. And yeah, inside of this box, there was a bag of shiny rocks, a stamp of a girl watering flowers, a bin of tea that she took the tea out of, a pen that says "Hooray for Library Kids." She says she doesn't recognize any of this stuff. And then she continues to pull shit out. There's earrings, a necklace, pink nail polish that's all dried up, a tiny music box that plays music from Alice in Wonderland. And she says she recognizes it because she used to watch that movie when she was a kid. There are captions, like, as she's starting to get closer to the end of these, that say, "Feeling like an idiot. Did you really just forget the note, or did you want to have it all to yourself, stupid or selfish?" So at this point, she remembers that there was a note inside the box, and she stands up to go get it, and she brings it back, and she said, and the note says, "When I stand in the mirror and look at both of us, I know that God is real." And she finds a match, a used match, and then she finds some carbon paper. And when she finds the carbon paper, she starts to have like this meltdown. And she mentions that her dad used to buy her this type of carbon paper for her typewriter that she used to type on as a kid. And when she stops, she starts crying, and there's more captions that say, "A tidal wave of emotions come crashing back, struggling to push it down. Keep going, just move on." So after this happens and she explains the typewriter paper, just kind of like abruptly ends the video again the same way that she did when she was talking about her dad. So the last video I'll cover is Monster tries different sugar sources for the first time. And Alan's back in this one, and she's decided,
guess who's back?
The monster that her dad created. He created a monster. But nobody wants to see Marshall no more. They want Alan. He's this thing. Yeah.
Jeez, chopped liver.
Anyway, she's going to feed Alan different sources of sugar that people have recommended that she try to feed him. So she's going to give him honey, granulated sugar, sugar water, pills, like his original pills. And she starts trying to give him these things. And so she starts with the pills. And this is the first time we get what seems to be captions about what Alan is thinking or is saying, but the captions say, this foolish child, frivolous and vain, this world was built for me, not her, and I was built for this world, bitch, entitled bitch. So, very clearly, Alan is not about the pills, and he won't swallow them, and she says as much. So she gives up on the pills, and so she tries to give him honey, and Alan is still on his fucking, like, high horse here, and he's like, stupid, ignorant, you are the blind one, this stupid bitch. So Alan clearly doesn't like the honey either, and he really hates the granulated sugar, because that's when we get the this stupid bitch part. But then when she switches to the sugar water and she gives him the sugar water, he starts sucking that shit down, and the caption we get just says, damn. And that's it.
Damn.
So she ends the video by noting that she's going to like keep feeding Alan the sugar water, but she's not sure how it's going to change Alan, because this isn't what she's been doing in the past, and she's not sure if it's going to help him grow. And that is the end.
Well, if I know anything about bugs,
it's the end.
Well, that's
you.
The end of my section. I'm sorry.
That wasn't supposed to be threatening. So.
Well, it's the end of my section, though. Hey,
that was the end of the episode.
You have more videos, though.
Hey, I do have more videos. I have a couple more videos. We're going to start it off with everyone's favorite type of video. A 14.5-minute long video called Full Face Alan Makeup Look. And let me tell you, is this a doozy? Gorgeous is a word you can use. It personally is. I would not.
Okay, well, you can do whatever you want.
You ever hear the term putting makeup on a pig?
No.
Oh, that's what she's doing to Alan right now.
Okay. So it would help if I knew what that meant.
Anyway, so this is a makeup tutorial where she is answering these questions that a bunch of people have asked her while she's doing Alan's makeup. She answers questions about things like, what is Lynch's disease? That's like the first one to come up. People are like, yeah. Hey.
The fuck is that?
What is Lynch's disease? She's like,
have you ever seen an edited bear?
Have you?
No.
Yeah, should we talk about it a little bit now?
We might as well discuss.
I have it at the end of the outline.
Okay. But so she's like, they're like, what's Lynch's disease? She's like, I wish I knew. She's like,
I've heard the word.
She's like, I don't know. My dad has told me about it. She's like, my dad told me never to go into the basement because that's where the black mold be, and black mold gives you Lynch's disease, and that's bad. It'll kill you. It'll melt your insides. So don't go down there.
Don't do it.
And she's like, and I never will go down there. So she mentions that her dad told her about it, and when she brings up her dad, she gets like choked up about it. Like she stops like talking for a minute and then like cuts away. You get another question. Why do you misspell? And it's because she's used to typing on a typewriter. We've went over this. Silly.
Yep.
Come on now, silly. She gets another question. Is Alan your brother? No, silly. He's a monster. Don't be silly. Why would you think he's the brother? She's
I like the next question.
People are like, is he like your brother? Is he a pet? She's like, he's none of those things. He's a monster. He's Alan. Like, I don't see him as a pet or a brother. He's just Alan. You know what I mean? and
I've
the next
one,
why no show face?
Why no show face?
And
why
she's
no show,
like,
show bobs?
Show bob? Why
also,
no bob or vagin?
I love her reason.
She's like, why no show like bob or vagine?
Yeah, she's like, why?
Fuck you.
Yeah, she's like, why should I?
I don't care enough to. So
yeah, this is Alan's channel, not mine.
Yeah,
this
right.
is for Alan and my plants, and not my face. So. You
so
get what you get.
Fuck on
if
all
you
the
find,
way
if
off.
If you
there.
Find a channel called Daisy's Face, you'll
but
know
this
what
is
you're
Daisy's exactly. Brown.
Go look so. Up the interview. I don't know.
This is Daisy's Brown. This is the other end.
Only waist down, my friend.
There's another question that she gets asked. It's can Alan do harm? Which I just think of this little thing with like a gun, like a Glock.
Like, give me your money,
bitch.
Put that knife away, Alan.
Yeah.
He's got a knife.
And she's just like, no, fucking look at him. He's got no arms or legs. No, he doesn't do harm.
Look at him.
Like, he can't do harm.
He's a puppet.
He's a puppet. So we do get some more closed captions in this as well. They're
no,
kind of
he's not a puppet.
Over,
she doesn't have to
but
keep
basically
her hand
how this
behind
goes,
him. That's
true. She just chooses
not
to.
At all. No. They go over that. There's a whole thing about that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we'll get to it. We'll get
so
to it.
So super meta, and I know, Matt, you said you didn't see anything
well, no,
past
I watched
your
Mike's part.
But
I haven't watched God. Anything past Mike's part.
Well, it doesn't matter because that's not my part.
He kept up with the parts we're doing.
My part is...
Is fucked.
Yeah. No spoilers. Let's
back next week, please. You'll see why.
So there are some hidden captions. I would say just about all these, so expect that from just going forward. These hidden captions that say, I can't stop thinking about our future. Our future. All he can think about is nature while I'm ensnaring in nature. Will the seeds I now sow grow into the fruitful plant of my dreams? Will it be a boy or a girl? Will future generations remember it? Will they keep up the legacy?
Legacy.
I don't care about
right.
tomorrow. The John Wayne legacy. Yeah. I don't care about tomorrow. Today, tonight, I'm safe and I'm happy. We'll figure out future in the future. For tonight, just hold me and know that we're okay. I can't wait to meet you. My legs are wet.
Is that a thing, or is that just a thing you're saying
to us?
This is
how it ends. It says my legs are wet.
Okay.
That actually Yummy. Will make sense later.
It will. Mm-hmm. I just thought you were telling us, giving us an update with your lower half.
The next video.
My legs are wet.
My legs are wet. Oh my God, does this thing, can we just talk? It's Kermit, right? It has Kermit voice, right?
Oh no, my legs are wet.
My legs are wet.
That would make the captions earlier way funnier.
The next one is
Bitch.
Called...
Entitled bitch.
I love that. Bitch.
You little Bam. Entitled bitch.
Damn.
Oh, damn. It's me, Kermie. Damn it. My legs
this
are wet.
This world was built for me.
The next video is... The next video is called bitch. Plant Updates.
Bitch.
Sorry, you're going to have to keep going while we do this. We're not stopping this.
It's called
You Little Bitch.
Not for you, not for anybody.
Plant Updates. Her plants be dying. That's the update.
God damn it.
It's 3 minutes of her being like, "Why she's dying. What am I going to do?
Did she put water in there?
Probably not. But we do get some water.
A lot of them are cactuses. to be fair, a lot of them
she
look
does
like
mention
cactuses.
And
if you
need,
if you wanted to know,
cactuses don't need as much water, but the bamboo does. So she's on top of.
They don't. You have to water a cactus
it
like
takes
once a month.
Special talent to fuck it up.
Anyway,
you ignorant bitch.
Yeah.
So, oh no, my cactus.
So we do get a bunch of closed captions in this one as well. They're sprinkled out throughout the entire thing. But basically it starts off saying, "No, no, no, no. This can't be right."
He's losing.
You okay? Finally, it's not just me.
Seriously.
And then you get not now. Let me work. But all the numbers were right. Oh my God. I can't fail this again. I can't make another gross monstrosity. I can't keep screwing this up. Can't you do anything right? No, go to your room. Can't you see Dad's working?
Hey, bud.
Hey, buddy.
Go to your room.
I was sure this one would work. Why do they keep turning out to be disasters? God, its heart is beating, but looks like a miscarriage. It does Ooh. Kind of look like a miscarriage.
Ooh. Jesus.
That's one way to put it.
And then you just hear, and then he just goes, calm down. I can figure something out. I can figure something out. Its heart is beating. That's a small victory. I can figure something out. Maybe I can save this. I'm sure I can fix this. I have to. Can you do Kermit voice for this one?
What's the next line?
The right here.
Daisy, if you interrupt me one more time, I'll pull your goddamn hair out.
There you go. Thank you. So that's kind of mean. Hey, who's pulling Daisy's hair out?
Kermit the Frog.
Kermit is. This sounds, and I'm just spitballing here, but the fact that it says, no, go to your room, catch your seat, Dad's working, sounds like this is Dad making Alan. Like over a long period of time.
Makes sense.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, why can't I make it work? He's amongst Bunsen burners and such. Like, work, damn it, work. He's fucking, what's his name's dad from Invader Zim?
Oh,
yeah.
Dibs dad. Yeah.
So Kelly's never seen that, and I know. Fuck it. We got baked as fuck and watched Invader Zim, and she was obsessed. It is so much fun to watch someone who has never seen Invader Zim before watch Invader Zim for the first time.
I never liked how gross it was.
It's very gross. And if you don't know that going in...
You know what's better than Invader Zim? Johnny the Homicidal Maniac.
Oh my, but that's also a different... It's not for children's.
So but it's next, better.
It's Thank so you. Much better.
The next video.
Yeah, go ahead. We'll talk Johnny the Homicidal Maniac
is
later.
Entitled, Alan is
He's
Growing.
A real boy.
Yeah, he is.
He's growing. He's a real boy.
I'm a real boy.
So in here, we find some weird root-like hairs growing out of Alan.
Oh, are these the blue fucker thing?
Along with some blue bumpies.
The blue fucker.
Yeah. There's some blue bumpies. Yeah. And then you get the closed captions again. This is a long one, so here we fucking go. Don't wake him up. Don't wake him up. Don't wake him up. Don't wake him up. I'm getting better at this camera stuff. I hope they like my nails in this video. Stomach drops. Heart racing. No, 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 no. What is that? Is that part of his body? Does this mean he can grow? Will he keep growing? I can't do this. I can't do this. Can it be cut off? If I cut it off, will it just grow back? No, I can't cut it. What would Dad say? No, it's fine. This is nothing to worry about. It's just a couple little roots. But there are other bumps on him. Will they sprout too? Why am I so nervous? It's just a few weird growths. It's just a few sprouts. It's a good thing if Alan is growing. Dad wanted this. You can't ruin it. The people out there also want him to grow and be healthy. Oh, God, please give me the strength to handle this. God, please let this be nothing to worry about. God, please watch over us. This is a blessing. It's fine. It's fine. Think about something else. This is all going to be fine. Don't ruin this. Okay. What do I do? What would Dad do? Did Dad leave me anything that could let me know? Oh, the notes!
The notes.
Oh, no. I need to find the notes. Heart racing. The notes.
My notes.
So it definitely seems like she's freaking the fuck out about Alan getting some...
Getting his real boy.
Some tubers. Getting his real boy in. Yes, he's going through pubertus, and she is not a fan. The next video is called Painting Alan's Nails. This is 8 minutes of fun painting nails. So it's time for some nail painting. Daisy paints a tracing of her own hand for Alan because Alan doesn't have hands. So she's like, this will represent his hand. Here's a painting. A tracing of my hand. We're just going to paint these nails. So while she's painting these nails, she starts talking about the question box that she has. Now, she's a little surprised because she heard on Twitter that a lot of people didn't have these growing up. Basically, what this question box is, it is a box that if she had a question for her dad, she would write it on paper and put it in the box. If Dad was comfortable answering the question, he would. If not, he would burn the paper. Also, we get these weird captions that pop up on the screen saying, don't ask me where my dad is. I don't want to get sad. She also then mentions that she's still looking for her dad's notes on Alan. Meanwhile, she's just like, oh, let's put a little purple on these nails. Let's mix in some red here. Oh, it looks fabulous. Fabulous, Alan. You're looking hot.
She went hard on explaining how, like,
she did.
Just keep in mind, this is not going to show up normally on this thing's skin. Mm-hmm. Like,
yep. But
so super fucked up.
Yeah, so we figure out about that weird box. So it's safe to say she didn't have the most normal upbringing, you could say.
No, fuck no.
Now, the closed captioning here, again,
Shocker.
Another long one. Shocker, I know. You get Dad?
The Shocker?
Dad?
You get
Dad?
No shocker.
Dad?
Why are
Dad?
You off this late?
Shocker?
Nope. Nope. Keep going, Mike. Keep talking.
I think this is so this one I'm gonna do my best to kind of mix between dialogues. Why'd you say that like the Mickey Mouse prostitute?
Not the shocker. The shocker. Joe.
Oh, Joe.
Come on, Mickey. It'll be fun.
I'm gonna do my best to mix between a couple different voices on this one because I think this is an argument between her and her father. So here we go.
Dad? Dad,
why are you up this late?
I'm sorry, I couldn't sleep.
Definitely Butters.
You don't need to apologize. you know, I don't mean that.
You don't need to apologize. Night is when we're safest, Daisy. Look up. You see the stars? You see the stars?
Yeah, I see Orion.
The constellations are God watching us, Daisy. That's why at night all the dangerous people go away.
Are there people in the world who aren't dangerous?
Some. Some people are good and kind and smart, but most of them are bad. It's safer to stay away in case.
Like the people Pizarro found?
Yes, just like that.
All right, so the girl's voice has changed almost every time.
You get the idea. Pizarro had to protect his people from the dangerous ones.
Tell me more about the dangerous people.
No, you're too young to hear about them.
But I'm older than Harry Potter, Dad.
The answer is no.
But what if a person comes here? How will I know if they're dangerous?
No one is coming here.
But what if they do? What if I find person at night?
Look into their eyes. You'll know if they're good.
How will I know?
You're asking a lot of questions, Daisy. You're starting to sound rude.
I'm not trying to be rude. I'm sorry.
What does God tell us about being curious?
Curiosity killed the cat. I'm sorry, Dad.
Now, Daisy.
One
I
of
love
the Ten Commandments.
I won't be the one making the decisions of... Now, Daisy, I love you, but I won't be the one making the decision of if you're worthy of God's forgiveness.
I know. I'm sorry.
If you know, then don't ask.
But in books, I know that people find husbands and friends outside. That means maybe I could find good people out there.
Well, since you know so much about the world, then just go ahead and find good people.
Dad, I know. I don't want to leave.
That's my smart girl.
This is weird.
Can I address... Okay, I'm sorry. I need to address the Discord comment. I know that Daisy might sound like she's an old hillbilly, but I assure you that is just Mike that sounds like an old hillbilly. I'm so sorry, Jernine, but...
She's actually definitely British
Very British, yeah.
Well, I don't do British accents. No. This is America.
Just like I don't
British accents went extinct in 1776.
Mike, I can't have you ever say that phrase ever again.
This is America?
Yeah, we should avoid that.
Oh, yeah.
Actively avoid that.
I would not like to be known as an American.
So the next episode...
I say episode, they're videos.
They are videos.
The next video is titled, Alan Pulled Out My Hair.
Look
they
her.
They did that.
He warned a bitch. Look.
This is just a video where Alan, we warned you.
I warned you.
You bitch.
I will pull your goddamn hair out.
Always never listen.
Yeah, this is literally just a video where Alan yanks the fuck out of a load of Daisy's hair. Like, I'm talking, she's like bald now. There's blood everywhere.
Yeah.
She mentions on Twitter a bunch that her scalp is torn up. It's healing, but it's still fucked up. But in this, you do hear a very small... You do see a very small closed caption. It just says, come back to me. I can't do this alone.
Weird.
Very.
This next one is called, I Made Dinner. Hash browns. We're making hash browns, sugar.
Not Southern. Again.
It's 7 minutes of making hash browns. She's like, I keep the skin on my potatoes because that's where you get all the vitamins.
I started this video with the full intention of watching the entire thing and paying attention to it. And I even set it on 2x speed. And like a minute into it, I was like, I'm not even paying attention to this anymore. I had zoned out.
Well, I'm summing it up for you so you don't have to worry about it. It is literally just her making hash browns.
Yep.
So, but there's a bunch in the closed captions here. This one, I don't know who it's supposed to be, so I'm going to give it just a regular voice.
My favorite part of this is that Mike had every opportunity in the book to make this a dialogue between two people that are talking, and he just decided to do the whole thing himself.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go ahead with the closed caption here, shall we?
Yeah, by yourself. Go ahead. Okay.
Oh, God, I'm dying. It took too much blood. I'm going to die here. I don't even know. I can't do it. I can't keep Kermit going, so I'm just going
to
talk it out.
I also would like to just put into the ether that if it were Kermit saying these things, a lot of like the very heavy, the very like meaningful things put into this might get erased just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just anyway, we like to make fun and everything like that. But I will say, just in the vein of like what this is, and
the story behind
everything,
this is
like,
actually very fucked up.
Listen to this, laugh.
We're making a huge joke out of it.
Very fucked up.
Yeah, we use humor.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just want to say that. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page in that vein. We are. Yep. I don't want to make. I don't want to look like we're making fun of this. Because
speak for yourself.
In no way, shape, or form are we doing that. Okay. I guess I will think of myself.
So, closed caption time. I'm going to start it over. I'm just going to talk it out. Ready? Oh, God, I'm dying. It's too much blood. I'm going to die here. No, you're not going to die. Stop talking like that. Nearby crying. Wah, wah, wah. Is that?
Good job.
Did it survive? Yes, it lived. I did it. It survived, and it's just beautiful. Oh, dear God and Jesus, please don't let me die now. Ha ha! It's alive. It's beautiful. Oh, no. I'm losing so much blood. Dying is an art, like everything else. I do it exceptionally well. Oh, honey, please stop shaking me. That won't make me survive. Oh, God, please watch over this newborn. Oh, Jesus, please don't let it think I left or I didn't care. Let it grow up big and strong. Let it do something great. I can't believe it. I finally give birth, and I'll never get to see this child grow. I'll never teach it anything. I'll never be able to tell it I love it. But life will go on without me. It is sweet to know that stocks will stand when we with daisies lie. That commerce will continue, and trades a briskly fly. And who wrote that again? I guess it doesn't matter much now. Goodbye, darling. Goodbye, world. Please wake up. I can't do this without you.
It sounded like you were going to go into a you choose to approach me.
This is like the most fucked up part of the whole fucking series, too. And
it really is.
Ha!
Ha! This...
Daisy's
I don't
mom
really know
died.
What to make of this.
Can we talk
while
about
she was
her dad?
Pushing her out of her hooter?
Can we talk about the dad as well? Yeah, Daisy's mom doesn't exist because Daisy does exist.
Yeah,
which is a shitty way of thinking about it, but it's also the truth. And
but it's a pivotal part on why things are happening, which I don't think we're far enough in for me to explain yet.
Probably not.
Fuck no.
Yeah,
but we'll get there.
We will.
Daisy came out hoo-ha. Hoo-ha died in response. End of story.
Just the hoo-ha. Just the hoo-ha.
Just the hoo-ha.
The hoo-ha. Anyway, the next video I have is called the Calm video. It's
good. I'm leaving again.
Okay, bye. So, Daisy is now outside.
Doug, you picked whatever.
Daisy's outside now, but she's got to be super quiet because we don't want people knowing that we're outside. Daisy typically goes out at night when people aren't out. She's going around. Hey, look, there's her favorite wheelbarrow. It's right there. She finds a cicada husk and she brings it indoors.
This is so fucking creepy.
We get this. She gets very like existential, and she starts talking about how everything around her is dead.
Well,
she has like these baggies
full
of like
trying
dead
to like pet the cicada. She's like, I hope it's gonna be all right.
Yeah, I hope it's gonna be all right. Even though she knows it's a husk, which is odd, but. Then she shows us all of her wind chimes that her dad put up, and he's put all these up over by the windows and whatnot. And this is straight up just like an old school security measure. Am I wrong in thinking that they put it by all the windows? So if anyone comes in, they can hear him, right?
That's
like, I'm not
that's
wrong.
That's what I got.
That's what I got from this too.
The paranoid me definitely identified there.
It reminded me of fucking Dear David when he put the solo cups out in front of the door.
Oh my God, I'm so happy you mentioned that. Can I just say I confused this with Dear David?
A lot of people put them together. Alan or Dear David?
Well, I read an article about it, and they were like, yeah, by the creator, Adam Ellis, blah, 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 blah. And like, I was right there. I'm like, he didn't make Daisy Brown.
Nope.
Like, why are they saying he did? And I had this whole inner monologue. I'm like, what the? This article's fucking wrong. And
it's wrong.
I was just being an idiot.
Anyway. So, hey, we found some other fun stuff in the attic here.
Welcome back, Doug.
We found a couple of books. Like some Edgar Allan Poe's and whatnot. We found this, a picture of a painting. We found a photo, which is a little too dark to see much of. We also found a drawing that Daisy did when she was younger. It's like a lady with red hair. I'm going to make the assumption this is probably mom. Don't know how accurate that is now.
She wouldn't know.
maybe not, who knows. But there's a weird symbol,
unless
too.
There's a picture.
I forgot to look up what the symbol meant, but there's like a, what's the word I'm looking for? Like an alchemy symbol.
Oh my God, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I just forgot to look it up, and I kicked myself.
The alchemy circle?
No, it's like, I think it's, if you combine like, there's like something that looks like an H and a T in like...
Oh, the...
old runes or whatever, something like that. It's, and it's,
yeah, runic scripts.
Something like that. It's one of those.
The alchemical symbols.
Yeah, it's an alchemical symbol. Yeah, okay. Thank you. It's one of those, yeah.
Like brimstone, perchance?
Yeah, it's literally, it's one of those, yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't remember which one it is. I think it is brimstone, because it was in Castlevania. It was in the Castlevania show.
No, that exact this room. Is brimstone. It probably wasn't that one. I think I would have noticed.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah.
We'll figure it
no,
out.
No, the one that's in there was in Castlevania, the show, I think.
Not Brimstone.
What is happening?
No, but not Brimstone. I don't think. I don't fucking know. Anyway, it doesn't matter right now. Nothing. Don't worry about it. Anyway,
this
so.
Is the Castlevania topic. Podcast. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Doesn't anyway. Take much, man.
So, she freaks out a little bit about Alan's growth, and she's saying things like, oh, we'll figure this out when he grows. Dad, trust me with this. And then we're done with the video, but we still have the closed captions. Oh, oh. And again, oh boy, there's a fucking novel in the closed captions here. So we get, Dad?
Hmm?
What are you, Bobby?
Dad, something's
now?
In the kitchen.
Dad?
Dad? Dad, something, Dad, something's in the kitchen.
Dad.
Oh, Dad. You found my creature. Your creature? What do you mean? Daisy, I've been hard at work in my lab creating this. Oh, Dad, it's moving. That's because it's alive, Daisy. I'm scared. I've been working night and day at the lab. Look at this, Daisy. I made this. Squeak.
Without context, this is a little weird.
Yeah. I think it's weird with context.
Oh no. Dad, it's making noises.
Yeah.
Daisy, right. For God's sake, look at this. Come here. Oh. Look. See it moving? This thing is really alive, Daisy. I did this. I made this for you.
I made this for you. Well,
you don't make a pot of Kool-Aid.
It's hot Kool-Aid.
Is that fucking... Wait.
I can see...
Julian fucking Smith. Oh, my God. Yeah. You don't make a pot of Kool-Aid. Well, I did.
I can see, like, as Mike is reading this, I can see the wheels in Matt's head going,
yeah.
Oh, it is weird.
Yeah. No, you're right.
It's very weird.
You're right.
Anyway. Damn it, Daisy. I've done the impossible, and I've created a life where there was once nothing. I can't believe you're crying about one of my greatest accomplishments. I'm sorry, Dad. It's just... It looks so... Let's talk for a second about facts. You do know what a fact is, don't you?
Yes.
Rude. What is a fact?
He's
it's something
rude.
That's true. My guy's a fucking manipulator, dog.
Dude, even my notes for my videos, last rude. Thing I put is, what a fucking rude asshole.
Yeah. That's right. Well, Daisy, here are some facts. I made this creature. It's my... I take your milkshake. It's my
drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
Yeah,
I
drink it
up. I love that movie.
so good.
Anyway, I made this creature. It exists now. It's now going to live in this house. You are going to have to help me take care of this creature. Yes, Dad. These are simply the facts of the situation. There's no changing them now. Yes, Dad. Good girl.
Would you
now.
Say there's people living in this house now?
Yeah.
Oh, like there's people wow. in it?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Okay.
Good girl. Now, what are you going to have for breakfast? I don't know. Toast, maybe. All right. See? Our lives are just going to keep going as on as before. The creature won't change a thing. All right. I'm sure you're right. I am. Don't worry.
What a dick.
Just gaslighting the shit out of his daughter.
You're probably right. Oh, I am.
Oh, while you're eating, put some thought into what we should name this. You haven't named it yet? No, not yet. Do you have any ideas? I don't really know. What's a boy's name that you like? Oh, is it a boy? It's blue like a boy, isn't it? Oh, I guess you're right.
I assumed it's gender.
Squeak!
Fucked up.
Jimmy? I don't love that one. Makes him sound too young. He's gonna grow up to be adult size.
Horatio.
Like Alger Jr., maybe.
What child knows
watch too much
Horatio.
Fucking what
like
is this?
Alger
CSI
Jr.,
Miami?
Maybe.
Yeah.
It is Horatio Kane.
Oh, yeah.
That might be a good one. Yeah, I mean, you made him. What do you think would be a good name?
Meanwhile,
I'm kind of stumped.
Not think about the fucking SCP we did. Horatio.
It could be Jesus. Something biblical. Let's just throw a bunch of names out there. We'll see which one we like. Okay. Paul? Frederick? Jack? Nicholas? Ed?
Definitely. Ed.
Mason? David? Jeremiah? Bernard? Alexander?
Is this necessary?
Maybe not so long. I think a simple, shorter name.
Yes!
Would be good. Okay. Norman?
Yes. Norman, or Chad, or Nick, or Fred.
Yeah, we know boys' names, too. Good for you.
Oh, wait, this is... Norman, Doug. Or Chad, or Nick, or Fred, or... Chad. Connor, or Ben,
God.
Or Alan.
Hey, I kind of like that one.
Hey, we got that.
Which one? The last one you said. Maybe Alan? Alan. That could be good. You want to be named Alan, buddy?
That was a spot-on Alan impression.
So we get another Alan update.
Holy fuck.
That dad voice really hurts the throat.
Yeah.
You want to be named Alan?
I think he's going to like it here.
So next video is called Alan Update. His ass be bleeding, dog. Not his ass, but bleeding. Like him and
his
straight up.
Beer.
He be bleeding. He be bleeding. She had to stitch up his neck because she says that there's an accident and his neck tore open.
He's predatoring it.
So yeah, he's got green blood. But he's all good, though. Alan's all good. She stitched him up. He's also growing a lot still, so it's fine. But the closed caption for this is... the closed caption for this one is...
Dear Lord, I must have screamed myself hoarse. My head is throbbing. My neck burns. Everything hurts. But that doesn't matter. I'm growing.
Look out, world.
Look out, world.
My name is Alan, and I'm coming for you.
This next one is called, and this is my final one, is called Alan's Drawing. And it's Alan drawing a picture. It's just scribbles. It's just scribbles on paper. Look out, world. I'm young. I'm dumb. I'm full of cum.
Say three
it's
more
Alan.
Things about
I'm
you.
Not even laughing about that.
I'm gay. I have AIDS.
I'm new in town.
I have AIDS.
I'm new in town. Anyways.
Anyway. So the last one is Alan drawing, and he draws a picture straight up. He just has a Sharpie in his mouth and he's just scribbling on a piece of paper. Here we go. The last bit of the closed captions.
Las Meninas.
One of my personal favorites. The lighting and shading tells the viewers so much about the story. See, this young girl is illuminated like an angel. Meanwhile, the face in the mirror. He has no idea what I'm going on about. He's so cute. Nodding like he cares about Spanish art history. What's your favorite part of the painting, Curtis?
Yes, I love the lighting is so powerful.
What does the lighting mean again?
Don't tease me. I just forgot. Don't tease me. I just forgot about the symbolism.
I know. I've explained this to him once before. Las Meninas means lady in waiting. It's a really long story. A lot of history. The composition of the piece, to me at least, divides the piece into three parts. Past, present, and future. I don't know why I love this piece so much. Just like thinking about how much we got, just thinking about how we got to where we are today. That's why paintings are so beautiful. They're snapshots of history. What will they think about people of our time in 100 years? What will they think about us in 10 years? Let's not worry about the future right now. Let's get dinner. I'm thinking Popeyes. Louisiana Pope, yes. Fast.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
And boy, howdy, is that Popeyes. It. So I'm assuming this sounds like it is like the first introduction of like how her parents met. Yeah?
More or less.
Yeah. They went to Chili's, had a good time. They got the El Presidente margaritas, and they're 10 margaritas deep in Chili's.
So can we assume that Curtis is Daisy's father?
Papa, yes.
Cool. Curtis is Daisy's papa.
Just to put that into the ether.
That
for
will make
our
a,
viewers.
That will make a lot of things going forward make a lot of sense to people. Mm-hmm. That was a, at least for me, at least for the rest of it, it fucked me up.
Great.
So we went over a lot of information, and we still have half the story to go.
We do. We have more than that, honestly.
So we have, get ready for this three-hour episode. Doug, go ahead.
Say what you want to say.
So what we're going to do is we're going to make this a two-parter, which you can probably tell by the title of this episode.
Yeah, if you clicked on the episode, you knew what
it's a
you two-parter. Were
you saw that it said part one, and you went,
two in a row.
Yep. They're doing it again? Two in a row. At this point, we're using up all the little things.
Right,
so welcome to two-part
world. The things that are left are,
world.
Hey, we should have done this a long time ago.
We really should have.
Yeah. Hey, when are we doing?
We're still finding our voice. We're still in our infancy.
JK,
there's one topic we've been trying to do for fucking ever.
We are going to do it. If you hear Cicada, we're done. That's it. That's our very final episode.
Marble Hornets, I think, is what Jason's talking about.
Yeah, okay. I think you're right. Yeah.
Nope. I'm fucking talking about John fucking Titor.
No, fuck John Titor.
Yeah, I know. None of you want to do that.
I will advocate for not doing that as many times as I can.
I will admit that. But holy shit, is it good?
All right. I'll do the whole thing. Write everyone's outlines and every word we say.
I will write a script for everybody. And if you deviate, I get to come up with the punishment. He gets to shoot you.
I'm about.
What better way to end this than say go to Diluti.com or DilutiPod.com. You can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/DilutiPod.
Before we do this, can we have a small session about what just happened? Because I feel like we just went from, hey,
you
could just talk to a whole bunch.
Good night, everybody. Come back next week.
I really just want to talk about some of the things we've just talked about.
Fine. What are we drinking? What are we thinking?
Hasn't that already been addressed?
Here and it's empty.
Blah.
Yeah.
Did we?
Well, okay.
But what you're drinking, in fact, has been addressed.
No one. Well, yeah, we did say the Wild Turkey because we called it almond juice. But
I'm drinking Alien Avatar. It's a fun beer based on pixel art.
I'm drinking a strawberry cobbler sour.
You could just say you're drinking a strawberry cobbler and you'd be right.
I'm just drinking a strawberry cobbler and
I'm right. It's so fucking good.
So what are we at right now?
We're talking about what we were drinking.
Wild Turkey.
Huh?
Wild Turkey.
Okay, cool. Now we're going to be talking about what we thought of this first set of episodes that that we just heard about, talked about.
Intrigued and disgusted.
You're aroused.
I'm scroused.
Scroused?
I'm scroused.
Scaredly aroused?
Scroused.
Mark me down as scared.
That's usually like my default state. Just like scared about life and fucking my way through it.
Right.
Scroused.
Hell yeah. Fuck your way through the horror. That's Diluti Season 2's slogan. Just fuck your way through the horror.
I guess, I don't know, there's a lot of things that were said in this episode that might seem out of context or maybe...
it's a noir mystery.
It doesn't really have a lot of meaning right now.
Correct. Yeah.
But I'm telling you...
It's not.
Our next episode will fully alleviate all the, like, what's and the whys.
Yep. From here on out, it's full throttle to the end, more or less. We're going to start seeing a lot more interactions, a lot more problems. We're going to see why we're talking about what we're talking about. This episode is more like this is background information. We're going to give you like the story so far kind of thing and all the setup that you need to actually understand what the fuck is happening in this series.
Yeah, and without being like spoilery at all, we will get resolution for what's happening here. Yep. Like this has a beginning and an end.
This is not a Nash,
which is very unusual for the things
and
that we covered.
So, like, we addressed earlier that I haven't watched the second half of this. The stuff we're doing next week, I will before the next week. But I knew we were doing a two-parter. But anyway, when I went to the YouTube channel, I accidentally clicked on the newest video, and I was just like, "What the fuck happened between like so much?
Oh, dude,
to have occurred,
yeah."
Yes.
Yeah. It's so much did occur. So fucking much. Yeah. The final video you find in this, like the newest upload you find, if you were to just go watch that, you would be left very, very fucking confused and a little disturbed.
Yeah. It opens with such a jarring image that you see. And I'm not even going to tell you what it is, but like the first 2 seconds of the very last video are very much just like, what the fuck happened?
You're going to have to come back next week to figure out what the fuck that is. Or just go watch this whole thing on your own.
You should do both.
Either way, come back to us next week and we'll tell you our thoughts on it.
You should do both.
You should. You should be following along at home with us if you want the best experience possible. But I know where you are.
Jason knows where you are.
I know that's not what you want. So
that's the main takeaway.
Jason's in your sump pump.
He's waiting for you in the pipes.
Mountain of mad pipes.
The pipes.
Fucking pipes.
Anyway, you know where else there's pipes? Diluti.com. It has pipes there.
Does it?
Pipe dreams.
Mostly.
You go to patreon.com/dilutipod. All these are places that you could give us money. And in exchange, you get goods and or services, such as bonus episodes, merchandise discounts if you're on the website.
If you join the $10 tier, you can listen to us live, and you can find out all the reasons that we mainly would be canceled if we recorded every word we said.
Mm-hmm. We'll also talk shit to you.
Oh, 100%.
Bully you. You can go to our buymeacoffee.com/dilutipod. Keep in mind, once again, that all of the money we bring in from all of these areas for the whole month of March is being donated to the American Cancer Society.
Yes.
So chuck in money there because it's all going towards charity. None of it's going to us. So even if you dislike us.
We just got our first fucking payment for ACS.
Nice. Even if you hate us and you don't like our content, this is the first episode you heard and you're like, these guys suck, donate anyway because we're not getting the money. No. It's all going to charity.
Everything that we make this month is all going to a good cause. So please... Mm-hmm. If you enjoy us, if you enjoy what we're talking about and you want to help us help other people, please, for the love of God, go to Patreon, sign up. For this month only, everything that we make is going directly to a good cause. So help us help people that need
help. I would also like to go ahead and say that you can also reach us on all of our socials. We're at DilutiPod everywhere, or Don't Look Under the Internet. We're pretty easy to find.
Yep.
You could also go to our YouTube channel. You can just look up Don't Look Under the Internet or youtube.com/@DilutiPod. If you want to reach us, again, socials are right there. You can also reach out to our Gmails, dilutipod@gmail.com, for all inquiries, including sponsorships, Liquid Death. And you can also do a little thing like go to our Google phone number, 630-909-9366. Leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on the end of the show, or the end of the episode. Leave us a text. We'll respond. That's wild, isn't it? Once again, 630-909-9366.
Come hang out with us on the 23rd and 24th.
Woo, woo,
yes.
Woo!
If you donate, I will say, if you come to our live Dilutathon, if you donate money during that time, it doesn't matter where, you can donate to the Buy Me a Coffee, you can donate as a super chat on our YouTube Live, you can, wherever you can donate, go to the Diluti.com website and donate. It doesn't fucking matter. If you donate, we will be punished for you donating.
Yep.
And we will not be releasing the list of punishments until
the day of.
The day of.
I will just say,
maybe
if somebody's
a day
got
or
deep
two
pockets
beforehand,
and they want to donate
$1,000.
It's good. There is $1,000.
But we have a...
There is
$1,000 donation punishment.
I forgot what it was.
I don't want to do that.
I don't think anyone wants to
do that.
None
of us want to do that.
I forgot what it was.
Oh, actually, perfect. Let's not tell
you're gonna have to
we're
not
going
to tell...
Don't. Yeah, we're not going to tell
him. Oh, okay. You're going to have to remind me.
No.
But I will say,
what?
You can donate $5 and bad things will happen.
Yeah. It'll be a good time.
But as you go up in the donation tier, even worse things will happen.
Yep.
I will say there is a tier, and I'm not going to name what it is, but there is a tier that you can get Mike to get just bitch slapped.
Oh, yeah. Just
so
fucking smacked right in the face.
Be excited for that.
Yeah.
Because we will be bitch slapping Mike for your donations.
You got to stay awake somehow.
Yeah, yeah. I guess
Mike is the best way to do that.
A day or two before, we'll release a very rough draft of a an itinerary
and then
for
probably
the
not stick to it at all.
Exactly.
We're
diluting
it
fashion.
We will dilute the fuck out of this.
Yeah, we will not be sticking to the stream. We will be sticking to the itinerary. We are going to try, but we have to fill 24 hours worth of shit into a stream, and I'm sure there's going to be like 6 hours of just technical difficulties. So, for sure.
We should come up with a punishment for technical difficulties. That will make us make sure of shit beforehand.
I'm trying ahead of time.
You're doing a very good job.
I have one more thing.
You're annoying, but you're doing.
I have one more thing for us to say.
More than welcome to come and bitch slap us the whole time we're there. So.
That'll be the $2,000 tier. Mike's mom shows up and just beats the shit out of us.
Just fucking stomps us out.
I have one more thing. You have to write an Oahelosaurus summer.
Oh my god!
You are correct.
Thank you so fucking much. Yeah, we have to do some wet hot Allosaurus dinosaur stuff.
My legs are wet.
I'm Allosaurus.
I'm Summer.
My legs are wet.
My legs are wet.
All right.
Oh god,
it's been a fucking minute.
We are still on the first page.
We drop balls all the time.
All the time.
We drop balls.
I'm gonna read just like the last like 2 to 3 sentences.
Yeah.
All right. It's been 30 years.
Do it already. So as the four of us put our belongings down, that's when a volleyball came into my lap. I was immediately surprised by the volume of semen covering the volleyball.
We were real drunk last time, yeah.
Ew, I proclaimed. Yeah, I don't remember that.
I don't think I listened to this episode.
I mean, we had...
I feel like I should have started maybe a little further back.
No,
but...
this is perfect.
The last thing I remember doing was something about a dude lubing a car. I haven't heard any of this volleyball shit yet.
Oh, the Jiffy Lube.
Oh, that's right. I don't think you were here for the last time we added. We added like a whole paragraph.
All right, hey, let me just read.
Catch
this.
Matt up.
All right. Should I just read the whole thing?
Read from the beginning. Yeah. Yeah.
You, all right, go for it. Fade in. Exterior.
Yeah.
A penis that is too hot. Attached to this penis is a man named Roy. Roy just got off the night shift at Jiffy Lube. Roy sure knows how to lube a car, but he knows how to lube me too. That being said, I haven't met Roy yet.
I knew it was coming. That's my favorite.
Before I regale you with our sex life, let's talk about how I met Roy.
How I met Roy, the man I haven't
It was a
met
wet,
yet.
Hot summer day. It was a wet, hot summer day, and I've just arrived at the beach. Me and my friends, Jessica, Carly, and Josh.
I forgot we gave them names.
We did give them names. That's crucial to whatever we write next.
Yes.
Carly and Josh started to unload our trunk of beach gear. We began to mosey down the beach, looking for the perfect spot, when we noted a group of shirtless Allosauruses playing beach volleyball. As the four of us put our belongings down, that's when a volleyball came into my lap.
And now
I was immediately surprised by the volume of semen covering the volleyball. Ew, I proclaimed.
Who's got the next sentence?
Matt does, I think. I think Matt has to have it. Right?
Can we make it? I think we all need to make
it. Can we
sentence.
Make it where all of the Allosauruses...
We all have to do a sentence.
They speak just going, ah!
That's
like, oh, yeah, I agree, Roy.
Keep that as a plot point for sure.
I think we all need to make a sentence, and then that will end this paragraph.
Okay. This page, actually.
Well, this page.
Go ahead, Matt. Take us away.
Ew, I proclaimed, was literally the last.
This thing. Isn't enough semen.
Did your pen run out of ink for that one?
I was taken back by the
taken
amount
aback
of semen
by how little
volleyball.
There was.
That's not near enough. This is rookie numbers, kid. Pump
so
it up.
Much more.
Pump it out.
I went and got a volleyball of my own for reference.
From the trunk of my car.
This isn't nearly enough semen.
This now just becomes a volleyball semen comparing.
All right, so I wrote, this isn't nearly enough semen.
That's Matt's sentence. Mike, what do you got?
This isn't nearly enough semen. I announced
that's a continuation of
one of the Allosauruses.
Yeah.
That's the same sentence.
You turned my sentence into a sentence fragment.
Oh, you can do that, but then you have to come up with another one.
Hey, that's my ball, said one of the Allosauruses.
Said Roy.
Ah, we don't know his name yet.
We don't know we don't know that Roy is one of the Allosauruses.
Do we? Do we? Don't we? Yeah,
we do know that this person who is having a wet hot Allosaurus summer fucks something named Roy.
You have to build to that.
Oh, we've already said it. Like,
what do you want me to put down?
Hey, that's my ball, said one of the shirtless Allosauruses, stomping over to me.
Verbatim, please.
Hey, that's my ball,
said one of the Allosauruses, stomping over to me.
I hate that I have to spell Allosaurus a lot.
Yep. It's
Allosaur ass.
That's later.
Olo.
Olo.
Allosaurus. Allosaurus.
Allosaurus. What we got here today?
What we got here?
A water bottle.
A water bottle.
Okay, I said, so that's my ball. Hey, that's my ball, said one of the Allosauruses, stopping towards me.
Yes. The end sentence.
Period.
Period.
My initial reaction was to get defensive. However, as I turned, the sweat gleaming off this dinosaur's abs left me starstruck.
Say that again, but slower.
Yes. I had to make sure the whole thought actually ended
and came back around
before I wrote anything down.
I understand.
All right. So go ahead.
Shit, what did I say? Fuck. It was such a good thought. Okay. What was the last thing that was said?
I don't know.
You wrote
stomping
it.
Over to me.
Stomping over to me.
Great.
Let's do
this is going
to be this is a brand new one. It's going to be at least 12. Stomping over to me.
Mind you had a whole thing.
I know. Said. I know. Mind helping me out came a gruff voice, comma. However, I was not willing to help until I saw the beads of sweat dripping down this dinosaur's cum gutters.
Wow. Okay. Mind helping me out. Came a gruff voice.
Semicolon, actually.
Boom, semicolon.
However.
I'm semicolon right now.
I was not willing to help until I saw the glistening beads of sweat dripping down. Just going to leave it right there.
Wow, this went very well.
Dripping down his cum gutters.
Yep. You're up, Doug.
That's great. We finished the page.
Page one, done.
His sentence is going to be like, I came.
What Duger. You got for us, Doug?
It was.
He's not going to tell us.
At that moment,
Dugert.
Yeah,
Dugert. Is that what you called him, Dugert?
It was at that moment I knew. In the next 10 minutes,
I was gonna make love to that Allosaurus.
I was gonna. Gobble that dick straight down my throat. All right,
that part we can leave.
That'll make it past the censors.
I'm just happy that when that's I hear it. That that's later, I'll hear every word that Doug says. So
that's it. For
I like that. That was some good additions.
Well, I would like to tell everybody.
We're making a story.
I hope you have a blessed rest of your night.
Mike's
Jason,
so done with this.
Enjoy your morning, your night, Jason, whatever what? Time of day you are.
What
listening
say people?
This to.
What say people? People what say lots you? Of things, but I, as a people, say, please, for the love of God, stay paranoid.
Fight for me. And I will consider your oaths fulfilled.
Oh, no.
What say you?
No.
What say you?
No.
Fight for me!
I don't know. Don't make a weird, creepy monster and then take care of it like you have to. Just don't do it. That just sounds like a bad time.
Not bad, I thought.
I will say it sounds interesting, though. So if you're bored, maybe that's the route you go. But that's all I got.
Doug. Well, what
better
way to end it?
Did not sound like Doug.
Yeah, I don't know. Just slap your peens and beans. Don't make a makeshift bean to slap with your peen.
Oh, yeah. That won't go well.
It should be organic?
The way God intended.
Organic bean and peen slap. Yeah, we don't take kindly to that kind
artificial
of
bean.
Artificial bean.
It
making,
is specified in one of the videos that Alan does not
yeah,
have genitals.
Anyways, that's it.
So. It is.
Oh, that is
it
true.
Is.
It's in mine. I forgot about that. He have no PP.
Yeah.
Metholomule.
If you're
what
gonna
you say,
make an Alan at some point, include the genitals.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
At the very
I just want to see what happens.
I just want to see what happens. That's all.
I prefer if you're going to have an Alan, you should have at least some sort of tutorial for me to follow.
Yeah. And make it like give it some like nice like calming like everyday color you see. You know what I mean? Like put something there that I can recognize.
This house has people in it. Alan tutorial. The
bear.
Imaginary bear. Unedited footage of bear. There you
Bye.
Go. Bye, everybody. We love you a lot.
I hate
we love you, and if you want more information about some of the shit we talked about, go back and listen to our This House Has People In It episode. Figure it out, fuckers.
Fuck off. Bye.